007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Garrett, how are you?
How are you? How are things?
Very well, thank you. Fine day out there.
Yes, it's lovely.
Not really bad at all. Where are we starting this afternoon?
Well, we're going to start with Entourage because I really liked the series, so I'm quite curious to see what's going to happen with the movie.
How's it looking?
Well, Mark Wahlberg is a producer. He's one of the sort of creators of the series. He was in Hong Kong this week for the world premiere of Transformers Age of Extinction. And sort of talking on the publicity tour, he was waxing lyrical, really, about how well the movie is shaping up. And has already started rumours about a possible sequel for the movie. I think they're so excited they're even talking about moving it up in its schedule to sort of take it away from a cramped summer schedule, bring it a bit forward and see what happens. I mean, it's curious because in terms of the HBO hits that there was, I suppose it's fair to say other shows like Game of Thrones, True Detective, even Sex and the City, all had bigger audiences.
Yes.
There is a slight cult following for Entourage. Mm. The big question is how will they do as a movie?
Exactly.
You have to draw in a much bigger audience, but hey, the producer's already talking about sequels, so they may
That's a good sign.
They may be happy with it. Yeah.
Now, you have some casting news for us.
Well, Netflix have become such a big player now in terms of commissioning. I mean, it's fair to classify them almost as a studio, and with distribution models changing, they're doing a series called Daredevil, and they've cast Rosario Dawson in this as well. She's joined it. It's a Marvel series, so you're going to get more of this superhero stuff. She's going to play a dedicated young woman whose quest to heal the wounds of Hell's Kitchens bring Matt Murdock unexpectedly crashing into her life. Charlie Cox has actually been signed up already to play Matt Murdock, Daredevil, in this as well. So there you go, Netflix pursuing big actors.
Yeah, they can do no wrong really at the moment.
Exactly.
Hugely successful. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the Martin Luther King film. Oprah Winfrey's behind this, isn't she?
She is. And known in the industry as the Oscar corridor. This is when all the Oscar movies, are we talking
Do
about?
Do you get in there or not? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, we know it ourselves because kind of what, from September onwards, we start to see some really good dramas heading our way on the big screen. And this is going to be one of them because they've decided in the States this movie, Selma, as it is titled, is going to be released on Christmas Day.
Which is big. In the US,
just
isn't it?
In time. Yeah, you have to open by the end of the year to be in line for the award season. And Oprah Winfrey, as you said, is producing the film, but she's also announced that she's playing a small role in the movie as well, which is good to see because I really did enjoy her in the Butler.
In the Butler, she was great in it, wasn't she?
She was excellent in that. So this will be interesting. There will be a huge amount of interest around a Martin Luther King film, and we will see how that shapes up, but it's going to be in that Oscar corridor.
Okay, and you have some breaking news on Breaking Bad for us.
Well, yeah, they're making this series Better Call Saul. This is the spin-off from it. And they've been delayed a little bit by several months. And so they're not going to have the premiere late this year. They're going to do it early next year. So that's probably a bit of a letdown for some people. But again, we have confirmation that it looks like a second season has already been ordered.
There you go.
13 episodes in it. So AMC are behind this. They're behind the likes of Mad Men as well.
So they're feeling confident.
I think they're feeling confident.
Yeah.
And, Vince Gilligan is directing the series premiere. He was the man that created Breaking Bad. So it's not like it has fallen too far from the tree and that they're going to be very confident in it with a second season potentially on the way before we even see. I think they've only just started shooting earlier this month in New Mexico the first season. So amazing how people get inspired.
Yes, exactly. Now, Aaron Sorkin, great writer. What is he up to?
Yeah, he looks like he's in negotiations at the moment to adapt Michael Lewis's best-selling book Flash Boys for Sony Pictures. This project marks the second Lewis book that the Oscar-winning writer of The Social Network has tackled for Sony. He also wrote a draft of the screenplay for Moneyball, which was a really good movie. So this is good because I think he's an excellent writer.
Yes.
I mean, he's the writer of The West Wing as well. The Newsroom, the series that he's written, hasn't been great, and they're going to do the final season of that on HBO. But he's also got the Steve Jobs project that he's working on.
Oh, that's right.
It's rumored that Danny Boyle is going to be directing that. So he's one of the busiest, I suppose, most well-known writers in Hollywood, is Aaron Sorkin, and the best-selling book Flash Boys will be probably his next project.
Interesting one for him. All right. You don't have any Star Wars news for us today, do you?
I think, you know what, just a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we keep getting these stories about the sequels or the whatever, you know, the spin-offs and various different things. Lucasfilm's said to be close to making a deal with Looper director Rian Johnson to both pen and direct Star Wars Episode 8 and to write a treatment for Episode 9.
Okay.
So before any of these things are done, as you know, J.J. Abrams is currently directing Star Wars 7, laying the foundation for the trilogy. It's sort of expected that he will move into a producing role, as he did on the Mission Impossible series after he directed the third one. But no official announcement has been made.
But you were over close to Pinewood this week, weren't you?
I was in Pinewood this week, yeah. And you want to see the setup for Star Wars. I mean, the amount of people that are working on it.
I can imagine.
A lot of the stuff is filming on one of the main sound stages there, but some outside as well. Huge lighting rigs, an awful lot of smoke.
Did you get to see much? Or
no, you can't get near it.
I mean,
obviously, it's you know, there's tourists at the front gate and everything. It's just kind of, it has attracted so much attention. But it is funny because anyone that leaves the sound stage, any characters, they're asked to sort of cover up. So they have to wear these almost like black bags over themselves because there's people snapping photos. But I did see a Jedi wander.
Did you?
One of the lanes down Goldfinger
as you
Avenue,
do.
And he wasn't covering himself up that well, and I went, he's a Jedi. I
just, where's my phone?
But I did.
You didn't do a selfie, no?
No, I didn't. But I did get onto the set of another film that's shooting there at the moment. A friend of mine was working on it called Tulip Fever. It's a 17th century romance starring Christoph Waltz, and Zach Galifianakis, and Judi Dench. Huge set. I mean,
looking good,
it's a $25 million movie, and you want to see the set. They built this huge barn inside and the house inside, and it was incredible setup. And again, the amount of people working on it, it was
what a treat to see that.
Yes, it was. It really was.
Very good.
Busy place, Pinewood Studios. It
certainly is. What trailer should we check out online, Garrett?
Robert Downey Jr., of course, has you know, his star has risen so much
over the last
few years with the Iron Man series. He's in a movie called The Judge, which he stars alongside Robert Duvall and Billy Bob Thornton. It's about a big city lawyer, Hank, who returns to his childhood home where his father, the town's judge, is suspected of murder. Looks like a good, strong drama for Robert Downey Jr. It comes out in October in the States, so I suppose we'll be getting it shortly after that.
Okay.
But check it out online. It is called The Judge.
That sounds good. A good lineup there. It's like sort of the Bad Boys, isn't it? Robert Downey Jr., Robert Duvall, Billy Bob.
You can just tell that. Yeah. It's going to be good drama between
all of them. Okay, new releases. We're starting with Kevin Costner sort of doing a taken on it, right?
Yeah, sort of doing a taken on it. 3 Days to Kill, an action thriller. He plays an elite government hitman who, after receiving news that he has a terminal disease, decides to give up his high-stakes life to finally build a relationship with his estranged wife and daughter. But when his agency offers him an experimental, potentially life-saving drug in exchange for one last mission, it's an offer he can't refuse. Amber Heard also stars in the movie as well.
Okay, that is 3 Days to Kill. Then we have Arthur and Mike, Colin Firth back on the big screen.
Colin Firth plays Wallace Avery. He hates his job. His ex-wife and his son actually hate him, and he's blown his one shot at living his dream, and he wants to go off, and basically he stages his own death, buys himself a new identity, and starts living as Arthur Newman. So Emily Blunt also stars in this film.
All right.
Well,
now, a lot of talk about Juliette Binoche in Camille Claudel in 1915. It's apparently an extraordinary performance. I'm looking forward to seeing it, I have to say.
And she just keeps turning out really big performances, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's such a strong actress, and unfortunately a movie like this will be on limited release.
Yeah, but, pretty heavy going by the sounds of it.
Yeah, but you know, strong reviews for it, so
yes.
A good movie to see. Another one that's out on limited release, Bright Days Ahead. It's about Caroline, who's retired, and her new life that she tries to sort of kick off and to get away from boredom and idleness. Clint Eastwood has directed Jersey Boys, which is a musical biography of the Four Seasons' rise to fame.
Indeed, I saw it during the week. I really enjoyed it, I have to say.
Tough times. Yeah. And Clint is so versatile as a director. He can literally do pretty much anything, can't he?
Yes, he can.
There's a lot of movies, Another movie called Miss Violence, another one called Chinese Puzzle as well. They're both on limited release. The Art of the Steal, this is one of my all-time, I think, movie names when I read this. Crunch Calhoun is the character's name. A third-rate motorcycle daredevil and part-time art thief teams up with his brother to steal one of the most valuable books in the world. Crunch Calhoun.
There you go, name. Kurt Russell in that one. And what's our final one?
Our final one is a, well, it's what they call a sleeper hit. It's done really, really well in the States. It's based on a book. It's called The Fault in Our Stars. Here's a little clip.
Getting great reviews. Here we go.
I believe we have a choice in this world about how to tell sad stories. On the one hand, you can sugarcoat it, the way they do in movies and romance novels, where beautiful people learn beautiful lessons. And nothing is too messed up that can't be fixed with an apology and a Peter Gabriel song. I like that version as much as the next girl does, believe me. It's just not the truth. This is the truth. Late in the winter of my 17th year, my mother decided that I was depressed.
She eats like a bird. She barely leaves the house.
I am not depressed, Mom.
She's reading the same book over and over.
She's depressed.
I'm not depressed.
Yeah, that is The Fault in Our Stars. And a TV movie recommendation?
TV movie is The Social Network. If you've not seen this movie, it's very good. It's about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg's rise to fame, and a story written, I suppose, for the screen by Aaron Sorkin, we mentioned.
Exactly. It's a good story. But,
yeah, good. Mm. If you have not seen it, Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake star in it. A really strong movie. And it's on Channel 4, Sunday night at 20 past 10.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.